Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
The Chad Hasty Show, whether you're in Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, or anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you might be on this Monday, March 16th. Of 2026. Welcome into the Chad Hasty Show. Glad to be with you on this Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Yesterday was a little bit windy. Yeah, a little bit windy here on the South Plains and into the Panhandle. Really bad driving conditions in the Amarillo area, south of Lubbock as well. Some really bad driving conditions. And so hopefully everybody made it through safely. And you're all right, but we had a big weekend of nice weather on Saturday, and then terrible weather yesterday, and then just today a little on the chilly side, a little on the brisk side today. That's what we're dealing with on this Monday. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. We've got so much. There's some fun stuff out there as well that we'll be getting into today, including some new primary polling when it comes to the Democrats that are out there who may be considering running for president. We'll talk about that. We've got the latest when it comes to the Iran war. And is the new supreme leader of Iran gay? Oh, my. It could be a Netflix dream that the new supreme leader, who may or may not be in a coma, may or may not know that he is the now leader of the Iranians, might actually be a little gay. And when asked about it, Trump laughed and said, well, I don't know. I've heard things, but I don't know. Apparently, the new supreme leader's father is a little bit worried. About the new supreme leader possibly being gay. And the Iranians don't really treat... I know you've got Democrats around the U.S. who think that Trump is mean to the gay people. But in Iran, you're actually thrown off of buildings if you're gay. It's the immediate death penalty in Iran. And so I don't know if would the new supreme leader throw himself off of a building? Or do you have to have somebody else do that? In Iran, how does that? Or maybe the U.S. just bombs them one more time, and it sends them packing. Maybe that's it. So we've got that to get into on the program today. We've got news in the primary race between John Cornyn and Ken Paxton. We'll get to that, and we also have a story about young voters turning their backs on the GOP and Trump. We could talk about that a little bit later on as the show progresses. And, just some interesting news stories that we'll get you caught up on from over the weekend and into today. How do you get in touch with us about any of the issues you want to discuss? It's real simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can, of course, text in and sound off on any of the topics, anything that you would like to talk about. Just give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you a proper shout-out whenever you text into the show. You can also find us on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. Don't forget to tap that app and send us a message on Station's app. Always appreciate those who do that. And yes, you can also give us a call at any time at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, it's our good buddy Nick. Nick, how you doing today?
Doing well, doing very well. In fact, yesterday happened to be windy, but it also, yesterday evening, the Oscars, the good old, the Oscars on TV. Did you watch? Did you catch it?
You know what? I'll tell you this. No.
Okay. And I'm not surprised.
Was my mother-in-law's birthday.
Oh, okay.
And so when the Oscars were on, we were actually over there and celebrating. Now, if I would have been home, I would not have watched the Oscars.
Not even out of curiosity, the first few minutes.
No.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, if Conan was the host,
that's true.
I figure anything that's funny that Conan would have said, I'll probably see it on the YouTube at some point.
Your other favorite talk show host, Jimmy Kimmel, was on.
Jimmy was up there. Look at that.
James himself was up there.
Yeah.
Made quite a few cracks at Trump.
Oh, no.
Got a lot of applause. What I did like, though, now I say I watched it. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
You watched the entire Oscars?
It was not my wife.
Yeah.
Said, hey, the Oscars are starting in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I said, perfect. You do that. And I went to go handle food. I didn't know that we'd be, you know, making a big meal and it'd be a big weekend meal planned yesterday. So as we're doing all this, we have the Oscars on and we're sitting and watching. And then inevitably we end up, you know, eyes glued to the screen watching it. So I did watch the entire ceremony. I was a little surprised. There were only about 3 to 4remarks towards war, Trump, things that may be controversial. Only a few.
Good.
What I appreciated and I respected was 99% of those speeches were just, hey, I wanted to thank the Academy, all of my fellow castmates, everyone who got me to this point, I appreciate it. Thank you. And then they walked off. And that was it. You had a few that, you know, they said their piece, you know, the big 15 minutes of fame. They wanted to, you know, condemn whatever's going on.
Right.
Like, okay. You know, it's their choice. But other than that, I mean, it was a fairly enjoyable Oscars show.
The best picture.
Yes.
Apparently one battle after another.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes.
I haven't seen that one.
Neither have I.
I've heard of it.
No.
I don't know if I can tell you anything about it, other than he faces, I'm guessing, one battle after another.
Several battles, I imagine.
Right.
Yeah. The other, I think, Sinners. Sinners with Michael B. Jordan.
Can't tell you anything about it.
I've never seen it either.
I don't know anything about it.
But boy, the clips they showed on the big screen during the Oscars.
Was it about sinning?
I think it's about vampires.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is it like a sequel to Twilight? Is that what
it could be? It could be. I don't know. Mm. I they showed about 5 seconds of the clip. I'm not sure. My favorite part, though, out of the entire thing, it was about 2 hours maybe. My favorite part, it was during an acceptance speech. Someone had their notes ready to go. They pulled out a piece of paper. They just leaned into the mic and they said, I also want to thank... Full volume.
Good.
Music.
Good.
Cuts him off.
Beautiful.
Goes to commercial break. I love that. I thought it was so awkward. It was so uncomfortable. Everybody's trying to stop the music. It's going. It's just going full volume. Very awkward. My favorite part.
You know, I can't believe you watched the Oscars.
I'm a little surprised myself.
Yeah. Your wife wanted to.
That's true.
And you're throwing her under the bus.
That's what we do now.
I'm going to guess, and I'm going to guess, and I could be wrong about this. I'm going to say you're probably just throwing her under the bus, and you wanted to watch the Oscars. Like, you didn't put up a fight.
No, I didn't.
You were just like, you know what? I'm glad. I kind of wanted to watch this, and now I have an excuse.
I was never looking for an excuse.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I had no idea it was even on 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
She told me, and she said she wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I sat down. And then
do y'all see what movie? Do you go and watch movies?
Rarely.
Okay. Like, why would you want to watch the Oscars?
She just wants to, because she's hip.
She likes the Hollywood?
Yeah, she knows all the, she's hip with all the names and the drama and everything.
Gotcha.
I knew about two people.
Yeah.
Conan.
Did anyone slap anybody else?
There were no
slaps.
Did
Will Smith slap Conan or anything?
I did not see Will Smith at all.
Okay.
When they panned to the audience of the star-studded seat fillers, I did not see Will Smith.
You know, I think you'd be a good seat filler, by the way.
Me?
Yeah.
I was just thinking that.
I think you'd be very good at it.
I would. I just sit there, don't talk.
Yeah, you just sit there, stoic, and
Yeah, pretend like I'm actively engaged.
Yeah, I think I think that'd be good for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe next Oscars.
Yeah, 806-680-2790. Well, yeah, send them back in more than one place, of course, yes. We can send Lindsey Graham there, too. Let's see. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. You can be the new ambassador to Iran. 806-680-2790. Text your Oscars. You mean the Commie Awards. Commies. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
From true crime to exploring cyberspace, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, 7 nights a week from midnight to 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Chad Hastie Show. And a huge story that came out earlier today out of the New York Post. Reporters have been asking the president about this. Some would say a bombshell report. Trump has been briefed that Iran's new supreme leader is probably gay. The New York Post with the report out earlier this morning, President Trump was stunned to learn that U.S. intelligence indicates that the Iranian supreme leader might be gay and that his father, the late Ayatollah Khamenei, feared his suitability to rule the Islamic Republic. You know, he's gay. Trump couldn't contain his surprise and laughed aloud when he was briefed on the intel, according to sources. Others in the room also found it quote, hilarious, and joined the president's reaction, while one senior intelligence officer had has not stopped laughing about it for days, and one person familiar with the briefing. I'm telling you right now, Netflix is going to be so excited about this. They've never had a gay Ayatollah. And now he doesn't know that he's in charge. Although reports say that he's in a coma, he's basically Joe Biden. He hasn't made any major speeches. He's not going around doing anything. He's lost a leg, maybe two legs. He's confused. He's not sure where he's at. He's out of it. So it's a lot like Joe as president right now. Only if Joe Biden were gay. So if Joe Biden were gay and were elected president and just, you know, he'd wander off in the woods by himself, you'd be like, well, is he going to go meet somebody or is he lost? We don't know. And so let's try to bring him back and see what's going on. All three sources say the implausible-sounding allegation is viewed as credible by U.S. spy agencies rather than the false information intended to undermine Khamenei, who was selected to replace his dead father as supreme leader on March 8th. Two of the sources said the intelligence indicated that Mojtaba, who earned the nickname The Power Behind the Robes, while serving as his aging dad's gatekeeper, had a long-term sexual relationship with his childhood tutor. The third source said the intelligence indicated the affair was with a person who formerly worked for the family. He's also believed to have been wounded in the same February 28th airstrike that killed his father and other members of the family. He has made aggressive and sexual overtures towards men caring for him, possibly while under the influence of heavy medication. Well, that's just trying to use an excuse. Oh, it's not me. I'm not gay. It's the medication's making me touch you. U.S. spy agencies do not have any photographic evidence, not that they're at least telling everybody about his sexual attraction towards men, but the sources inside say the tip is solid, with one saying that it derives from one of the most protected sources that the government has. Quote, the fact this was elevated to the highest of high levels shows you there's some confidence in this. His purported sexual orientation has been whispered about inside Iran since at least May of 2024 in a helicopter crash. And so... I guess it's well known in Iran that this guy might be a little bit gay, which again, that's kind of a big deal in Iran. You got the left of this country, the woke in this country, who are like, I'm sure some of them will start saying that Iran's more progressive now. That look at the Iranians; they've got a gay supreme leader before the United States does. By the way, we do have some polling about Pete Buttigieg that some would find shocking. Some would find shocking. We'll get to that in the next hour. But yes, the possibility of a gay Ayatollah. That's something. They're really making some progressive stands over in Iran now. 806-680-2790. Let's see, on the app chat, Chris Wayne Ed says, Chad, I think the Iranian leaders knew that he was gay. That's why they named him the next Ayatollah, so they could go ahead and get rid of him. They know that we'll bomb the area and take him out. They're trying to get us to do their dirty work. That's what you're saying? Maybe he should be the only person we don't bomb. Maybe he should be the only one. Okay, he's off limits. We're going to DEI this guy. He's off limits. No more bombing of this guy. Ron, you're going to have to deal with it. We're not responsible for taking out your gay Ayatollah. Now, that's not our job. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your texts. We got news on the John Cornyn, Ken Paxton battle. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas, because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
TSN headlines, the head of the Texas Republican Party does not seem to be too worried about State Representative James Tallarico in the Senate race. At least that's what Abraham George said. George says they're a lot more worried when Beto O'Rourke ran against Senator Ted Cruz. Tallarico will take on either John Cornyn or Ken Paxton in November. The race to be the state's next attorney general, going to a May 26th runoff for both parties. Dallas Democratic State Senator Nathan Johnson's nearly 22-point primary victory over former Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski makes him a solid front runner. Republican State Senator Mays Middleton hoping his 7% victory over Congressman Chip Roy in the primary makes him tough to beat in the Republican runoff. A Grand Prairie man will spend the next 60 years behind bars after a traffic stop in Ellis County. Kelton Evans claimed pills found were oxycodone. All of them were for him, but the lab later showed they were fentanyl, and the jury believed he was selling drugs. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Franco and Franco first. Mark and Scott Franco, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's F-R-E-N-K-E-L, firm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
What's up, ladies? Weather forecast after a day of temperatures in the mid-50s. The temperature is dropping just below freezing, around 30, 32 degrees. And the sky will be clear and the wind will be very light this evening. Well, Tuesday, though, the wind becomes breezy once again with temperatures in the middle 70s. The temperature readings by Wednesday in the mid-80s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers Meal. I'm meteorologist Ron Everett, so Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, speaking at the company's GTC conference today, sees his firm bringing in $1 trillion in revenue from its Blackwell and Vera Rubin chips in the next 2 years. That would be a doubling of the number expected for 2026. He also unveiled Grok 3, a chip designed to make AI faster in real time. Huang also talked about the GPU business being a multi-billion dollar business for the firm moving forward. Wall Street stocks were higher across the board thanks to a dip in oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 388 points, finishing the session at 46,946. NASDAQ added 269 points. S&P 500 gained 67. 10 airline executives penned an open letter to Congress about the partial government shutdown, telling Congress to solve the problems immediately so that TSA workers can get paid again and we can avoid the very long lines at some airports. TSA workers have not received a full paycheck in over a month. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News. If the war with Iran ends tomorrow, that doesn't mean oil prices will tumble right away, easing your pain at the pump. We'll have analysis. Also, if your spring travel takes you across the country, you've no doubt noticed the increases in airfare. How much will that hurt demand? And is the Costco executive membership worth its price tag? Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. Joining us on the phones right now, with the folks over at the Americans for Prosperity. We've got Genevieve Collins joining us, the Texas Director of Americans for Prosperity. She's been touring the state with Governor Abbott and talking about property tax reform, which we know is going to be a big issue coming up in the next legislative session. Genevieve, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Friend, I am great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Appreciate you taking some time and joining us. And it sounds like the governor has some momentum building on his side when it comes to property tax reform.
Well, my friend, Chad, I mean, this is the number one issue facing every Texan. And regardless of your ideology, your property taxes don't care about your voting beliefs. And this is the greatest opportunity to expand the tent and do what's right for every Texan. And the governor knows that. And so does Americans for Prosperity. And that's why we are working hand in glove with him to get this over the line in 1 year from now.
So what is the governor's plan when it comes to property tax reform? Because I know, you know, at times what we've seen in the past where the governor has a plan, the lieutenant governor has a different plan. What are we seeing from the governor this go around?
Well, you're seeing the same thing between the governor and the lieutenant governor, but the governor has laid out a five-point framework, and that framework does five things. The first is that it is going to require that local governments do not spend more than their population plus inflation. Why does that matter? Because it would put local governments at parity with the state budget. Right now, local governments racked up over $500 billion in debt. Meanwhile, our state is running at a surplus. So how do we rein in local spending, which is really what's raising our taxes, and put local governments on the same spending level and parity as our state government? Number two, it's that when there is a bond election, for example, where if there's a vote to raise your taxes, instead of a simple majority, which is what we have right now, we want to raise that threshold to a two-thirds vote. So if you're going to raise people's taxes, it should be harder to do that. You know, we need more people to have a say in their vote, and we think that that should be a two-thirds election. Now, I don't know about you, Chad, but I'm fixing to get my appraisal. I live in Dallas, unfortunately, and my appraisal is going to come out next month, and my appraisals only go one way, and that's up. And I don't know if you guys experience that in West Texas, but instead of their local taxing authorities appraising our homes at a 10% every year, it's looking at changing that to 3% being charged every 5 years. Fourth is an opportunity for taxpayers who feel like they don't have a say. Well, we need to empower taxpayers to roll back their rates. Sorry, I have an 8-month-old who is screaming in the back.
It's all good. You're good.
That's live radio for you. He hates taxes, and he doesn't even pay them.
See, there you go. He's like, I don't like these taxes either.
I know, kiddo. And then the last one is that the state would take on paying homeowners' portion of school district maintenance and operations. That tax on your property tax bill. The state says that they're in charge of paying for K-12 education, and they should be picking up the bill to fully fund public schools and to make sure that homeowners aren't fronting that bill.
So, Genevieve, one of the things, and look, I know that there are quite a few lawmakers already in the House who have kind of, I guess they've signed off on ready. I've seen the governor send around this list of lawmakers who have signed off as, I guess, as co-sponsors or whatever this may be. And the list is stacking up, which is great. There's at least one lawmaker out there, I'm not going to name any names, who was talking about how this isn't good enough, that we need to get rid of all property taxes 100%. When it comes to AFP, when it comes to the governor, what do you think about this idea of getting rid of property taxes altogether? Is that something that's even doable?
Well, I won't speak for the governor because I do know better, but I will say on behalf of AFP, you know, there's a long road to get to before we pay no property taxes. And ultimately, we need to start moving in the right direction. This is a first great step to do that, this five-point plan. What I would argue is the most important thing to lower the overall property tax, the property taxes on folks, is to reduce local governments from overspending.
Yeah.
I live in Dallas. Dallas ISD is about to put forth a $6.2 billion bond. It's the largest bond in Texas history. Meanwhile, just the school district is $7 billion in debt. So they want to double their debt overnight. I mean, this is crazy, all of this overspending and this overtaxing. And I'm not sure taxpayers are getting a better end out of this deal. So if we rein in our spending, which is what we need to do at the federal level anyways, then maybe we can actually start seeing some real relief.
Yeah, and this does help the affordability issue and keeping people in their homes and allowing people to stay in their homes as they get older.
Absolutely.
And that's something that's key.
Incomes, they can't have. I was talking to someone earlier today. a senior citizen. This person lives on a fixed income with their Social Security check, and their property taxes are one of their Social Security checks. You know, that person only has 11 months of income to live off of now from their Social Security, because they have to send one of those months to the property tax man. I mean, we've got to treat our citizens better, and we can, you know? And I think that that's the whole point.
Yeah. Genevieve Collins, Texas Director of Americans for Prosperity, Americans for Prosperity. Appreciate you you joining us today, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a lot more with you when we get to the legislative session.
Thanks, Chad. Absolutely. And I just say, if you guys agree, go to our website. It's freedomisbigger.com. You can sign our petition. It's going to send a letter to your lawmaker. That's the governor, the lieutenant governor, the speaker, your state rep, and your state senator, saying that you agree that something needs to be done on property taxes. Your voice can be heard. We need it to be heard. We need voices to be counted all across the state. So please go to our website, freedomisbigger.com, and sign that petition.
All right. And of course, thanks to the baby for making it a special guest appearance on the show as well.
Only you can see how cute he is.
A possible first interview, too.
Good conservative. It is. Honey, it is your first interview.
See, there you
go.
When
West Texas. You know, he's a good conservative young man.
There you go. Future Red Raider right there. Genevieve, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you. All right, when we come back, your phone calls, your text messages, and so much more here on the Chad Eastie Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, the Chad Eastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Eastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Eastie Show podcast. The Chad Eastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Eastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, "Yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back."
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Add the KFYO text line to your contacts and voice your opinion during our local shows, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. News Talk 95.1 and 790, and on the KFYO app.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Texas 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Bill Cunningham here, The Great American, every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more. We expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The Great American Experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours.
Bill Cunningham, Sundays from 9 p.m. to midnight on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Get straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive from me, Jerry Reynolds, during the Car Pro Show. Saturdays from 11 to 1 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Thanks to Ed in Abilene for checking in. Say that we're keep up the great work. Keep up the great work, he says. We will do that for sure. Absolutely. Let's see. Another texter. With the gay Ayatollah win the Democrat primary here in America? Yeah, you know, it's a very good question that you ask. You know, there would be some who would obviously be very sympathetic to a gay Ayatollah here in the United States, and obviously anti-Jewish, and so. That's something that would appeal to a large swath of the Democrat primary voter, but maybe not as large as you may think. The Democrat Party, they've got an issue within the Democrat Party. Some new polling data out came out about an hour or so ago. And it shows that right now, among Democrat voters, Kamala Harris is at 21%, Gavin Newsom at 19%, AOC at 11%, Pete Buttigieg at 9%, Shapiro at 4%, Kelly at 4%. No one else really matters in this poll right now. Now, it's very early on, but here's what's interesting, folks. Mayor Pete, when it comes to black voters and Pete Buttigieg, black voters can't stand Mayor Pete. And they're not the only ones. When you look at black Democrats, Harris gets 31% support, Gavin Newsom at 16%, AOC at 5%, and gay Mayor Pete at 2%. Hispanic Democrats, 27%, prefer Kamala Harris. Newsom at 21%, AOC at 20%, and gay Mayor Pete at 3%. Now you look at the white Democrats, Mayor Pete shoots up to 12%. So here's what's not being talked about. It's one of these worst-kept secrets within the Democrat Party. The Democrats never talk about this. They refuse to talk about this. And it's that their minority voters within the Democrat Party will not support a gay person for president of the United States. They won't do it. It's very bigoted. I mean, we've all seen where in the Democrat primary, if you've got a black candidate versus a white candidate, the black voters within the Democrat primary, they're all going to vote for, well, 99% are all going to vote, according to past results, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, even Jasmine Crockett, about 96% are going to vote for the African-American woman versus the white dude. We've seen it time after time after time. But in this, remember, the LGBT agenda is big within the Democrat Party. It is huge within the Democrat Party. And you've got two major groups here who will not support a gay candidate within the Democrat primary. I mean, it's very big in it. Very big. So a gay Ayatollah running in a Democrat primary here in America, while he would have the anti-Jewish vote locked up, and there's quite a few of the anti-Jewish vote within the Democrat primary, he would have that locked up. But if they were like Hispanic and anti-Jewish, not it probably because he's gay, probably would not have that demo locked up. They probably still lean towards AOC a little bit. Maybe Gavin Newsom some. I don't know. I mean, Gavin Newsom sits like a gay Ayatollah, but he, what? Have you seen how Gavin Newsom sits every single time? He's wearing the tight, skinny jeans. And he just, to me, kind of sits in a very effeminate way. Now, that's fine if you're Gavin Newsom and you want to sit that way. That's however you want to sit, man. I'm not going to tell another person how they can sit down, but it's very effeminate how Gavin Newsom sits down, and especially when if you're trying to do outreach to African Americans and Hispanics within the Democrat Party, they're not going to like how you sit down, according to different polling results that are out there. So you got to be very careful. A gay Ayatollah, I don't think, could win the Democrat primary. Would probably do a little bit better than Pete Buttigieg, though, if I had to guess. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send your thoughts in on the text line. Gwen in Lubbock, okay. What I don't understand is if there are no property taxes, what replaces that? State income tax? As peasants know, all governments have a spending problem. Excuse me. But let's be realistic. Eliminate property taxes and something just as bad will replace that. Well, Gwen, the idea, you got a couple of different ideas. One is you dramatically reduce spending in the state. Okay? Which is going to be very hard to do. But the idea is, yes, you dramatically reduce spending in Texas. So that would help. Number two, you would have to, as of right now, you would have to dramatically increase the sales tax, which means a lot of folks would just cross state lines and, like, folks in DFW would go up to Oklahoma, East Texas, you go over to Louisiana. West Texas, probably go over to either Oklahoma or go into New Mexico and purchase big goods to bring back. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Conspiracies, mysteries, and more. Don't miss Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie every night at midnight on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Take KFYO wherever you go with the KFYO app, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Millions in the path. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. The upper Midwest getting hammered with a late winter storm.
Over the past 3 days, we have seen 3 feet of snow falling in some parts of the UP of Michigan and in the northern parts of Michigan. Looking into Green Bay, Wisconsin, this has been the biggest snowstorm for them in 138 years. And it's still not over. We still have those blizzard warnings in place through the rest of this evening and also overnight into early on our Tuesday morning. Now, all of that energy is continuing to track across the northeast. Now, and we're still seeing those severe storms that are still potentially impacting the eastern portion of the United States, where we have really strong wind gusts. That's going to be one of the main concerns as we continue throughout the rest of tonight. Heavy rain also going to be impacting the northeast all throughout this evening commute.
Fox Weather's Payne Froney. The weather also forcing cancellations and delays of at least 12,000 flights. Meanwhile, a heat dome over the southwest will send temperatures in Arizona into triple digits this week. And in California, the San Francisco Bay Bay and Sacramento areas, expected to see temperatures near 90 degrees. President Trump defending his decision to launch strikes against Iran 3 weeks into the action.
They're sending thousands of missiles into countries that didn't expect to be in the war, because they wanted to take over the Middle East.
But Democrats say the president's sending mixed messages.
Trump also claimed today, quote, they want to make a deal. They are talking to our people. And then moments later, he said, all their leaders are dead. We don't even know who they're dealing with. Which one is it?
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate and House have canceled all votes tonight due to the threat of severe weather. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Department of Health and Human Services from cutting the number of vaccines recommended for every child, saying Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. likely violated federal procedures in revamping a key vaccine advisory committee. America's listening to Fox News.
When securing America.
Republican lawmakers want to expand the rare process known as denaturalization, the government's ability to revoke citizenship it's awarded. The effort coming one day after attacks in Michigan and Virginia, allegedly carried out by men not originally from the United States. Eric Schmidt is a Republican senator from Missouri.
We need to reform our legal immigration system, Laura. A lot of these people have come in legally. A lot of American workers have been displaced by foreign workers. A lot of American students have been displaced by these visa mills at universities and tax breaks that companies get after the fact. So we've got a lot of work to do, but we clearly have laws right now that need to be enforced.
In November, President Trump said he supported expanding denaturalization following the shooting attack on two National Guard members serving in Washington, D.C. The suspect, who was awaiting trial, moved to the U.S. from Afghanistan in 2021. In Washington, Mark Meredith, Fox News.
Forecast after a day of temperatures in the mid-50s, the temperatures dropping just below freezing around 30, 32 degrees, and the sky will be clear and the wind will be very light this evening. Well, Tuesday, though, the wind becomes breezy once again with temperatures in the middle 70s and temperature readings by Wednesday in the mid-80s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers Meal. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Final hour of the program. Appreciate you being out there today. Spent a little time talking about the gay Ayatollah. And again, how he would fit in with the Democrat Party here in America. He'd be well liked by some, not so much by others. We know that. Let's see. We've got Mark in California. Says Pete is an idiot. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's what they see. No, I think it's the gay thing. I think that's why Hispanic and Black Democrats. Again, just according to the polls that I see, they don't like him at all. When you look at overall independents, Pete Buttigieg does very well among independents. He actually does very well among white Democrats. Does very well among white Democrats. When it comes to Hispanic and Black Democrats, in particular Black Democrats, they For whatever reason, they just don't like Pete Buttigieg. And it has nothing to do with, I think it has nothing to do with him just not being very smart. I think the guy speaks multiple different languages. On paper, he's somebody who does impress a lot of people. And for whatever reason, I don't know. We say if this is popping up in the Republican primary, there'd be a lot of accusations of bigotry popping up. A lot of them, but you don't get that with the Democrats. Mm-mm. No, not at all. Let's see. Going through some other election news. This locally in Lubbock, there's going to be a special election. We talked about this, I think it was last week, in Lubbock City Council District 4. And according to everythinglubbock.com, Gary Boren has announced that he plans to run for Lubbock City Council District 4 during the special election. The seat recently vacated by Councilman Braden Rose. And so that is shaping up. It could be a very interesting race for that special election in District 4. You could have a lot of people come out for that race. Potentially a lot of folks who decide to come out for that race. 806-680-2790. Boren told Everything Lubbock he looks forward to sharing more of his plans and vision for Lubbock in a few days ahead. So there you have that. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Rob, Southwest Oklahoma, I hope Kamala is the lead Democrat candidate. I could use a good laugh. I think she is right now, according to some polls. I don't have her. I don't believe she'll win the nomination. I think there are some Democrats that will finish ahead of her. She may jump into it, but I think she's going to be a non-factor. Again, she was horrible at campaigning. And I don't see any improvement whatsoever. And, so I don't see Kamala going anywhere. I really don't. There's some other candidates that I'm watching. Again, you go this early, and I've said this before, you don't really want to be the lead person right now. You don't. You don't want everyone to start attacking you right now, and that's what everyone's going to do is focus on the person who is polling at the very top. The only reason Kamala Harris is polling at the top is because of name ID right now. The other thing that Democrats are going to have to look out for, and I've talked about this as well during the midterms, the Democrat Party remains overall a very unhealthy party. A party that is not well liked. And that's something they're going to have to deal with when it comes to actually getting people out to the polls and getting people to care about going to the polls and voting. Because right now, the Democrats, they're having a lot of trouble motivating their people. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on any of the issues that we've been getting into. Let's see. This out of Axios, Iran and the U.S. have been in direct contact in recent days, and according to sources, these random sources that are out there. Story from Axios: U.S. official with the source and knowledge of the of a chat, a text, sent the message that they were focused on ending the war. Drop Site News reported Monday that you had a couple of folks in there, including the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and the Iranian foreign minister. The recent talks were reactivated in recent days. U.S. officials and source with knowledge of the discussion sent text messages to Witkoff that focused on ending the war. Drop Site News reported Monday that Witkoff had sent messages to Iraqi and quoted Iranian officials who claimed the Iranian foreign minister was ignoring the White House envoy's message. The official, U.S. official, claimed that it was others who were attempting to engage, but told Axios the U.S. is, quote, not talking to Iran. But there's some chatter, some back and forth going on, apparently, which is not very surprising, as Iran has been getting pummeled by the U.S. and Israel, and they'll probably get pummeled tonight again. Just another day of getting pummeled by U.S. forces. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls, your text messages, and much more on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock, News Talk 940 in Amarillo, News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene, and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
KFYO is your connection to West Texas. Local voices, local issues, and a commitment to our community. We're not just reporting the news. We're a part of it. Streaming online at KFYO.com or on the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
As we move out of summer fun and back to the grind, the daily commute becomes a critical part of life. You're putting thousands of extra miles on your vehicle, and with it comes the risk of costly breakdowns. Don't let an unexpected repair bill for your car derail your budget. CarShield offers low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plans that can save you from out-of-pocket expenses. A plan with CarShield is easy on your checkbook, with flexible payment options, and offers protection for some of the most expensive repairs. CarShield even includes 24-hour roadside assistance, towing, and rental car benefits with qualifying repairs. So don't wait for a breakdown to happen. Get CarShield like Mr. Producer did. Get your free quote and 20% off, 20% off at carshield.com/Levin, carshield.com/LEVIN, or call 800-995-4766. 800-995-4766. Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at carshield.com.
On the Chad AC Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Washington Post. Trump sold young voters on his vision. Many are having buyer's remorse. Start off with interviewing a 26-year-old, Joshua Byers, hopeful when he voted for Donald Trump in 2024. The 26-year-old document clerk believed the former future president when he said he would lower prices and improve the lives of the working class. Over a year into Trump's second stint in the White House, overwhelmed with concern about the war in Iran, buyer's remorse has set in for Byers. Quote, I feel betrayed. Byers told the Washington Post after participating in a focus group of young voters outside of Charlotte. I don't know why we are fighting in Iran if we've never been attacked, Byers told the group of around two dozen young people. I just don't understand why. See, this is why young people can't be relied on when it comes to voting. They get wishy-washy. A lot of voters get wishy-washy, but especially young people. This 26-year-old, and I'm sure the reporter didn't tell him, well, you know, there's a little bit of history, in fact, of the Iranians supporting terrorism, which has affected the United States. You know, would that matter to this 26-year-old? I don't know. But this idea, I don't know why we are fighting in Iran if we've never been attacked. Well, you're just ignorant. If you have the idea that we've never been attacked by Iran, that Iran has never done anything bad to the United States, then you must be new here. And that's fine. If you're 26 years old, you probably haven't been paying a lot of attention to foreign entanglements and what the proxy wars going on between Iran and the United States. You probably haven't been paying that much attention. I don't necessarily blame that person. But this idea that Trump has let you down somehow, or that he has betrayed you somehow, that seems a little much. Byers' concerns highlight a growing sentiment among young voters that are Trump supporters. Many in the focus group said they believe Trump's pitch in 2024 helping to catapult him back to the White House by drawing more support from young voters than any Republican presidential candidate in two decades. With prices stubbornly high, a belief that Trump is overly focused on international conflict and concerns about how federal officials are implementing the president's immigration policy. They also said they're questioning why they voted in the first place. You voted because of an idea. You voted because you saw what was going on under a Democrat president and under a Democrat Congress, and you went, you know what? We can't deal with that in America. But here's another problem with young people. Another, I know I sound old, you know? I sound, Nick, I'm over here going, here's the problem with young people. And I don't mean to sound that way. But this goes along for a lot of us out there, a lot of people, but especially the younger people. A lot of younger people and general society want instant gratification. Would you say that's true, Nick? That a lot of people want, they want that instant, bam, it's done. That doesn't happen in the real world. Very rarely does it. Now, if you order a bowl of ice cream, yes, you'll get instant gratification, maybe a little regret, but instant gratification. In politics, it doesn't work that way. It's slow. It takes time. It takes time to turn the ship around. Have you ever been on a boat? If you're on a boat, like a little fishing boat, just a little tiny speedboat. Nick, how long does it take to turn around a speedboat? Not long, right? You just turn it around. How long does it take to turn around a cruise ship? It takes a little bit of time. The United States is a large country. Lots of moving parts. And you can't campaign on, ladies and gentlemen, if you elect me, I will bring down prices within 2 to 3 years of being elected. But that's sometimes the truth. It takes a little bit of time. And when you have a news media who refuses, they absolutely refuse to report the truth when it comes to the price of eggs being down. Other food items are down compared to where they were 2 years ago. Yes, are gas prices higher right now? Yes. Is it a small price to pay? If you believe that Trump's got this handled, then I would say no. It's not as I'd say yes. It is a small price to pay. That this will be worth it, and I hope it is. I hope we are doing our part to help the Iranians have a freer country. But it may take a while. Even Iran becoming a free country, there's no guarantee that they become this great democracy in the Middle East. There's no guarantee of that whatsoever. It's taken Iraq a while to actually, have elections and to have a little bit more freedom in their country. They still have to deal with bombings. These things take a little bit of time. But if you're the news media, if you can find any voter who comes out and goes, oh, I'm just mad. I'm mad. I'm disappointed. I feel betrayed by Donald Trump. They're going to print it. Because why the hell not? They want to make Democrats look good, even though you go back and you look at some of the recent polls done about Democrats, they're not doing very well. Just in the overall attitude of the country, a lot of people still don't like the Democrat Party. Story continues here. Young voters' frustration signaling broader vulnerability for Republicans with a key prong of a unique coalition that powered Republicans and Trump's political comeback. The focus group in North Carolina polling a number of a growing chorus of criticisms from male influencers who endorsed Trump suggests the rightward shift among men in their late teens and 20s may have been an isolated incident. And maybe it was. Maybe it was, or maybe they need to grow up. They need to grow up and understand that, yeah, it's going to take a bit. It's going to take a little time to fix this. That the Biden administration, they did a lot of damage to the country. They did a lot of damage to the country. The fact that the border is secured is amazing. That's an amazing feat. Now, are Republicans talking about affordability enough? No, I don't believe so. I believe they need to talk about affordability a lot more. But this issue of Iran getting in the way, the issue that, you know, Trump's not paying attention to other other matters. Do you think he wants to lose? I don't think so. I think that Trump looks at this and goes, you know what? I only have a couple of years left. I've got to do what I can to leave this country in a better place, not only here in the homeland, but around the world as well. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down, be safe, drive smart, and take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fire.
TSN headlines. We will not know who's running for attorney general in Texas in November till the May 26th runoff. Now on the Republican side, State Senator Mays Milton hoping his 7-point win over Congressman Chip Roy in the primary is a sign of good things in the runoff. On the Democratic side, Dallas State Senator Nathan Johnson beat former Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski by 22% in the primary, is confident he'll beat him again in the May runoff. A low voter turnout for Democrats for the May 26th runoff could help Jaworski. The head of the Texas Republican Party does not seem too worried about State Representative James Tallarico in the Senate race. Abraham George said they were a lot more worried when Beto O'Rourke ran against Senator Ted Cruz. Tallarico will take on either John Cornyn or Ken Paxton in November. With spring break well underway, TxDOT reminding drivers that more people are walking or biking. Officials say in 2024, more than 850 people were killed on Texas roads, making up over 20% of all traffic deaths. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Tough, reliable, and ready to work. You were born that way. Kubota is built that way. Our entire ag lineup, featuring versatile tractors and hay tools, powerful skid steer loaders, and the rugged Sidekick utility vehicle, is designed with the engine of a Kubota and the heart of a farmer. Visit KubotaUSA.com to find a dealer near you.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free and you'll be helping kids in our communities. Carsforkids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. Carsforkids.org picks up vehicles in any condition and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
What's up, ladies? Weather forecast after a day of temperatures in the mid-50s. The temperature's dropping just below freezing, around 30, 32 degrees. And the sky will be clear and the wind will be very light this evening. Well, Tuesday, though, the wind becomes breezy once again with temperatures in the middle 70s. The temperature readings by Wednesday in the mid-80s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers Meal. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News. If the war with Iran ends tomorrow, that doesn't mean oil prices will tumble right away, easing your pain at the pump. We'll have analysis. Also, if your spring travel takes you across the country, you've no doubt noticed the increases in airfare. How much will that hurt demand? And is the Costco executive membership worth its price tag? Tuesday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A 75-year-old man from New York City was arrested and charged with murder, accused of killing his much younger wife and dumping her dismembered remains throughout the borough of Queens. Rupchan Simbu was charged with second-degree murder, two counts of concealment of a human corpse, and evidence tampering in the connection with the killing of his 33-year-old wife, Salisha Ali. Ali was last seen alive July 13th. The Queens District Attorney says Simbu and Ali were home together that day. The next morning, she didn't show up for work. Cops recovered Ali's severed head, legs, and arm earlier this month in the Jamaica Wildlife Refuge as they followed cell phone app data that showed Simbu was in the swamping area last summer. Ali's decomposing torso had been found near JFK Airport back in September in a blanket wrapped with yellow rope. A search warrant of Ali's home uncovered plastic wrap and the same yellow rope. If convicted, Simbu faces 25 years to life in prison. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Rick in Lubbock, if young people knew history at all, they'd have some context regarding Iran. In 1979, I was 21 when the revolution occurred. They took a modern, wealthy country apart and backwards 100 years. They killed our soldiers, stormed our embassy, took Americans hostage for over a year, and then they've been backing terrorism all over the world. Made many Iranian friends in college who fled from Iran. This should have occurred in 1980. That from Rick. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Well, and then you have the no kings, no dictators crowd that's out there. And it shows just how hollow and empty that really is when you're protesting a country that is trying to help the people of another country that's actually ruled by a dictator. You're trying to help those people. Ultimately, it's going to be up to the people. And it should be up to the people, ultimately, in Iran. Which way they're going to take their nation. It should be up to those folks. 806-680-2790. Texture on the app chat. Weighed in. Chad, I tuned in earlier today. Is it true that Nick is a big fan of the Oscars and couldn't wait to watch with his wife? Last night, did they pop popcorn and have a meal? It sounded like they had a pre-planned meal around the Oscars. Nick, comment?
There was no popcorn.
No popcorn.
No popcorn was ever present. The meal,
yeah,
and the Oscars,
uh-huh,
are completely separate.
Okay.
They were never a planned package.
Yeah.
They just happened to line up. At the same time, remember I did say I had no idea the Oscars were even on about
right.
30 minutes before
yeah.
it was on. Yeah. So no, this was a serendipitous event.
Did please don't use big words.
Okay, a serendipitous outing. Sorry.
Have y'all in the past watched these award shows?
I think this may have been the first time I've seen one from start to finish.
Yeah. I can't remember you ever before going, yeah, last night we watched. Usually you and I are both making fun of the award shows.
Sure.
And today it sounds like you're now pro award shows.
I never said I was.
It sounds like you are.
No,
a little bit.
I just said it was I would say a little bit better, maybe a little better than I thought. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was, again, a sort of, hey, she's going to sit and watch it. We're in the living room. We've got it on the TV. All right, I'll sit here with her. Yeah. It was that sort of thing. Like, okay, well, you know, we've just eaten now. Let's finish it. You know, that sort of thing. In the past, no. I'm not a big awards ceremony kind of person. I find it very uncomfortable because everything is either poorly ad-libbed.
Yes.
And someone is totally not prepared with a speech, and it's very awkward to listen to, or it's way over practiced, and it's very robotic. So it just sounds, it's very off-putting to me listening to these things. I watched it. I'm not ashamed.
Now, here's something that's interesting. This has been passed around. Apparently, this is real. In order to compete at the Oscars for Best Picture,
Mm-hmm. Okay,
all films must meet a, I guess what they call it, it's a new diversity inclusion quota in the movies. Again, I haven't seen the movies that were up for.
I haven't seen any
it.
Of them, no.
But this is actually from the Academy Awards website. Lead or significant supporting actors from underrepresented racial or ethnic groups. At least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors submitted for Oscar consideration is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group in a specific country or territory of production. That may include African American, Black, African, and or Caribbean descent, East Asian, Hispanic or Latino, Indigenous peoples, Middle Eastern, Pacific Islander, South Asian, Southeast Asian, at least 30% of all actors not submitted for Oscar consideration are from at least two underrepresented groups, which may include women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with a cognitive or physical disability, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. Number three, this is another rule. This is real. Main storyline subject matter. The main storyline, theme, or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented group, including women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are hard of hearing or deaf. So that is some of the rules for best, if you're going to submit your movie for Best Picture. Yeah. The Academy requires films to meet two of the four official representation and inclusive standards for on-screen themes, creative leadership, industry access, and audience development for Best Picture eligibility since 2024. And it's under the rules page at the Oscars website. So that's a little bit interesting. Because it would, if you look back in the history of movies, that would wipe out quite a few major motion pictures. The Godfather, which is a pretty good movie. No Country for Old Men. That would not qualify for Best Picture under the new rules. The Departed, Chicago, A Beautiful Mind, Gladiator, Braveheart, which Nick has never seen Braveheart. You have? Okay, I'm sorry, Nick. Gladiator? No. Dude, you've got to watch Gladiator at some point. Titanic, Forrest Gump, Schindler's List, Unforgiven, Patton, The Sound of Music, Casablanca, and more. It would never even be considered for a Best Picture. So now you got to have all these DEI features as part of your movie in order to qualify. That doesn't make you a great film. It makes you a quota film. It makes you good for Netflix, I guess. But that doesn't necessarily make you a great film. So that's the... if you ever wonder why you haven't... haven't heard of some of these films, it might be why. Because they may just not be very good. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. We'll wrap it up.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Heard right here on News Talk KFYO.
Ah, the internet, a place where your curiosity can flourish, unless online threats stop you. The internet is wonderful, but you need to protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. NordVPN encrypts your browsing. Its threat protection pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations. And their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Chad Hastie Show as we begin wrapping things up for this Monday. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. The Raider on the app chat weighed in. Says, would Shakespeare in Love won Best Oscar over Saving Private Ryan several years ago? That ought to tell you everything you need to know about Hollywood. Then Javier Bardem gets up there, says, stop the war, free Palestine. I love to go to the movies, but haven't been to one in almost a year because most of the ones in the theater right now are just junk anyway. That's one Raider's opinion. That's from Da Raider. I'm trying to think the last movie that I saw in the theaters. I know it's been at least 7 months since we've been to a movie theater. I can't tell you. I'm sure it's probably an Avengers movie. I'm sure. Boy, I don't know. Nick, can you think of the last movie that you watched in the theater?
Yeah, this was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I think it was, I do not remember the title.
it was such a great movie.
Yeah, it was great. It was the one, you know, the one.
Yeah.
A boss and a employee fly to an island, or the plane crashes in the ocean, and then they have to survive, and the boss is really mean, so now the roles are reversed because the employee who's been bullied and verbally abused knows how to survive, so the employee takes care of the boss on the island. It's a comedy. It's like a dark comedy. It was okay. It was good. That was a couple weeks ago.
You know, I think I heard about that movie.
Yeah,
at the end of it, the employee, who was very unhappy with the boss, decided, I'm going to stab him in the middle of the night, and this is how I survive. I turned to cannibalism. And what he did not know was about 30 minutes after he turned to cannibalism, a plane flew overhead and found them.
Yeah.
Joke's on him.
Yeah, that wasn't close, but
That's
a good...
tell you, that's a twist.
Perhaps there's a movie out there somewhere
There's a twist.
Yeah. Not what I watched, but
It's like he finishes off like a human chicken finger, you know?
He
finishes that off, and he's like, well, I had to do it. That boss was a jerk.
Yeah.
Who's the boss now?
Right.
You know?
And then he does a power pose, and then it fades to black.
And then he does the, who's your boss?
Yeah.
And then right then, a boat pulls up, and it's just a bunch of tourists. And they're like, hey, we thought you may need some help.
Yeah,
where's the other? Womp, womp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just missing fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, well,
it happens.
I guess the movie's called Who's the Cannibal Now?
That's right. Yeah, now I remember. That's what it was. That's it.
The show really went to a dark place. This show really did go to a very dark, dark place.
Yeah.
If I had a therapist, they'd be like, where did that come from? Where? What happened? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. I don't even know what movie you're talking about. I can't. I have no idea. Maybe a Spider-Man movie. I don't know. 806-680-2790. Nick's now afraid. Nick is a little bit worried now. As you should be. 806-680-2790. Oh, speaking of movies, if you're just looking for something fun, and you're about my age, and you remember Happy Gilmore, the Happy Gilmore movie, the redo, the Happy Gilmore 2, pretty funny. Watch that this weekend. It was pretty good, and I know I'm a little bit behind, but I had not watched it. I had not seen it. It was a little dumb at times, but that's pretty much every Adam Sandler movie that's out there where you go, this is stupid, but that's kind of okay. It's able to hold on and everything be okay. So Happy Gilmore 2, I watched that over the weekend and thought it was pretty good. Nick says the movie was called Send Help, and it has a picture of someone who looks like a cannibal on the movie poster. So I really don't think I was that far off. if I were to pass that, I'd be like, somebody's going to get eaten on that island. Now, whether it's another animal eating somebody or another human devouring another human, that poster makes me look and I go, that chick, whoever it is, she's eating somebody. She's angry. She's mad at the boss. Why they would be taking a vacation together, nobody knows. No one knows. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.